Hi there. The word for you today is on meeting the man. In John 4 verse 29 we read, "Come, see a man." When the woman at the well met Jesus, unlike all the other men she'd met, he addressed her real need. He said to her, "Go get your husband." "I don't have a husband," the woman replied. Jesus said, "You have had 5 husbands, and you aren't married to the man you're living with." Let me observe something here. Because we're weak, we keep getting into situations and wrong relationships that leave us wounded. And you know what? Those wounds are not going to be healed by going from one relationship to another. After meeting Jesus, this woman's life was so transformed that she ran, didn't walk, she ran to tell everybody, "Come, meet a man who told me everything." Now, her answer wasn't another man. She had already tried that. No, her answer was meeting the man and asking him, Christ, to fill the void in her life. The Bible refers to this in Colossians 3 and verse 10 as, quote, "putting on the new self, which is being renewed in the image of its creator." Look, if you're sick of the way you're living and you want to change, remember, the woman at the well couldn't put off the old man until she met the new one. When you're attached to certain habits and relationships, it's hard to break free in your own strength. You'll only be able to disengage when you acknowledge Jesus as the Lord of your life. Only by embracing the new that he offers will you be able to find the strength to say goodbye to the old, the thing that currently has you in its hold. So you say, what does all this mean to me? It means coming to Christ as you are, asking him to save you, and entering into a relationship with him. James said, James 4 verse 7, surrender to God, resist the devil, and he will run from you. When you do that, God will give you the strength to forsake those old patterns and begin a wonderful new life.